Charles Hurt, 2020 Crazy, and It's Only June. By Charles Hurt on June 9, 2020. Brace for the fight of your life. The biggest difference between today and 4 years ago is that this time they know Donald Trump can win. Sure, it was ugly last time. They despised him, because they despise you. They wanted to destroy him, because they don't care about you. They told endless lies about him because they are fundamentally dishonest people incapable of arguing about the vital issues Mr. Trump built his campaign around. But honestly, none of them in 2016 ever thought he could win. Until he did. Still, they maligned him and lied about him and smeared him in hopes of tarnishing all who supported him. It was a way of punishing the so-called forgotten voters who for the first time in decades had a leading politician speaking for them on the issues about which they cared the most. They hated him also because he stole the Republican Party from the limp-fisted train eunuchs who had taken over the supposedly conservative party in Washington for so long. You know, the ones who supported throwing open the borders, sending our boys to die in faraway lands defending other people's borders, and jumping into bed with communist China. These sad losers believed that the only way to beat Democrats was by out-surrendering Democrats. Remember when George W. Bush desperately sucked up to Ted Kennedy by federalizing public education in America? You watch, it is only a matter of time before some ridiculous GOP bozo like Senator Mitt Romney declares it is time to defund the police. Forget kneeling on the Senate floor, mittens. You should just lie down completely prone on your belly. All the better for Democrats to walk all over you and scrape the dung off their shoes onto the back of your perfectly coiffed hair helmet. It is true. These people threw everything they had at Mr. Trump in 2016. They lied about him relentlessly. They blamed him for every ill known to man. But that was a tame, little mutton race compared to what these people will do to Mr. Trump this time, now that they know he can win. It's not like Mr. Trump doesn't give his enemies plenty to criticize, plenty to shoot at. He does. Every day. But for them, it is never enough. This is why they are forever claiming he said things he never said or accusing him of doing things he never did and weaving these fantastic, bizarre conspiracy theories about Vladimir Putin and hookers in a Moscow hotel room. Just last week, they claimed he said that George Floyd, after his horrifying death in police custody, was gazing down from heaven marveling over Mr. Trump's epic economy. Trump says jobs report made it a great day for George Floyd, reported the New York Times. Trump invokes George Floyd's name while taking an economic victory lap, wrote CNN. Neither CNN nor anyone else who excoriated Mr. Trump included the actual quote of what Mr. Trump said, since doing that would have revealed that, indeed, they were lying again. Equal justice under the law must mean that every American receives equal treatment in every encounter with law enforcement regardless of race, color, gender or creed, he said, echoing the calls for justice in the streets. They have to receive fair treatment from law enforcement. They have to receive it. We all saw what happened last week. We can't let that happen. Mr. Trump was, in fact, applauding the peaceful protesters. Hopefully, George is looking down right now and saying, "This is a great day that's happening for our country," he went on, clearly referring to those protests that have been peaceful. But these are the same liars who claim he called all Mexicans rapists. They are the same liars who claim he did not condemn white supremacists in Charlottesville. They are the same liars who have peddled all the fairy tale Russia conspiracies. The only silver lining here is that while it is true that lies travel faster and farther than the truth, the same people who tell the same lies over and over and over again eventually lose all credibility. And when those lies become increasingly ridiculous and unhinged from reality, the more quickly they become discounted. Consider just this year. Mr. Trump has resisted an impeachment bid constructed entirely of crazed lies. He has withstood a global pandemic in which more than 100,000 Americans have died so far. He has overseen the greatest economic collapse in American history. And now, riots in the streets. It is only June. At some point, these liars blaming Mr. Trump says far more about them than it ever will about him. Charles Hurt is opinion editor of The Washington Times. He can be reached at shirt@washingtontimes.com or at Charles Hurt on Twitter.